And we're here on the K&M Podcast, Ken Brown, WGR Radio, Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com, talking Lions football, but more importantly, talking Draft Day Detroit. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ken Brown. It certainly is an anxious time right now, isn't it?
Well, this is great because it's like two worlds going on. Now, for those who don't know on the insides of this game we are called media, Mike O'Hara is basically going to be out at Allen Park with the Lions where they do every year. That's your realm today. I, myself, and our show, the WGR Mitchell Show in the afternoon, will be out at the draft, which is like another world away. But the two meet, you know, in a way tonight when the pick is made. But it's like two different worlds right now, Mike.
Well, and part of that is when will the pick be made? And we'll talk about the Detroit Lions who, you know, they draft as they stand right now, 20 in the 29th pick overall. But here's what I want to ask you. What makes you more anxious when they're making the picks and you're waiting for the Lions pick to come up, or when they start? Like, we've got another, 8 hours before it starts? I find that more anxiety on that than I do when the picks are being made.
Because
there's no action.
I guess, like I said, the world you're in, the pick is the thing and the build up to the pick, but the world I'm in today is the pump and pageantry of the whole event. To me,
absolutely,
the pick is secondary. This downtown, the way it looks today, the people, it's crowded already. We're doing this in the afternoon, and it's crowded already, and I'm maneuver down there. So it's just, like I said, I'm taking both worlds in, but they're going to collide tonight. But I'm just excited because it looks good. The draft looks good. I was over at the stage earlier. This looks great, Mike.
I think Detroit's come off looking pretty good on this one.
Cross your fingers, because you know we know the mess some up in the last minute. So let's keep our fingers crossed for the rest of the day.
you know
how we do around here. Number two, though, yesterday, and we're going to just talk about this later. We're just doing a little short one today to get everybody acclimated in the pick. But two big signings yesterday. Around St. Brown got his money, and Penei Sewell got his money. And really, I was more surprised with the Sewell signing than the St. Brown. I knew St. Brown was going to get his money. I knew that they were going to redo his contract or get rid of the last year. But they really didn't have to do Sewell this year if they didn't want to, because he had this year plus an option year left on his contract. So to do it now, that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me, too. I thought it would be one more year for him, and then they'd get down to business. But you know what? If the client wants to do business, do business.
Yeah, and you couldn't pick two better players if you're going to put a foundation of a team down, you know, emotionally and physically on the field than those two. I think those two are really what the team is about now, you know, the personalities of both of those players.
Yeah, absolutely, and both of them are at the top of their position, too, a wide receiver and offensive tackle, two of the best in the league at those positions.
Yeah, and I know the people crying about, how'd you make St. Brown the highest paid wide receiver in the league? Trust me, in 2 weeks, he won't be. I mean, it's just the way this is going. He may be today, but in 2 weeks, he won't be. So he'll be fourth by the time the season starts. I will bet on that, you know, because it's going to be three. For sure, Justin Jefferson, if he signs, he's going to get more. And the next guy's going to want more. And, you know, and if somebody wants to renegotiate, that's underpaid. And it just never stops. So don't even look at anybody else's contract and numbers now. Just look at you got your guys under contract for that many years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, for the pick tonight, Michael Hare, there's three thought processes going. Stay put, trade down, trade up. You heard little rumblings throughout the week about, you know, them talking to Denver, maybe trying to get Patrick Surtain and get a pickup. You heard that they may trade up. I think one of the NFL writers today said he's hearing the Lions are trying to trade up. And then you heard others say they might move out. You've been in this game a long time, Mike. What's the most probable outcome?
I would say trading up to get a better pick. I'd say that's what the Lions would want. Look, I'm not. We've said this. You and I have both said this, that the Detroit Lions, the way they're constructed right now, they could go out and play, and you know they probably could, but they'd go out and play better if they got another wide receiver, maybe. Defensive back, preferably, somebody who can cover on the outside, offensive tackle. They'd be better with those positions. So, yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, we can go play right now, but you can play better with adding good players to your roster.
Yeah, but basically you do have to admit that really they're adding depth now.
Adding depth.
You may get a starter. You may get one of the guys a start. Maybe doubtful, but maybe two, and that's way out there. And that'd be, you know, you'd have to be injuries or something. But mostly now you're building your core. You're building your depth up. And that's what this, to me, draft is about.
No, that's part of it. But, you know, but if they're good enough to play, play them.
Yeah.
Look at the way, like, for example, Jack Campbell came on last season. I think he was a different player in the last, you know, maybe 10 games
sure.
or whatever. I mean,
sure.
whatever that was
sure.
that he was in the first seven. And he was really a ball-hawking player. He was a guy that you had to deal with.
And if you look at the history of programs, winning programs, a rookie may make some season-changing plays or whatever, but most teams that win aren't dependent on the rookie to take them to the Super Bowl. So the second-year players is where that jump comes from, the first year to second year, that you see the most improvement. So that's what I'm more excited about, the second-year guys coming in this year, then rookies are going to come in and pull them to the Super Bowl. No, they're going to come in and help. But if you're looking for who's going to be the most improved guys, I think it's the second-year and the third-year guys' improvement.
I'd say generally that's correct, but sometimes it might be a running back. At least it was back in the day. Might be a wide receiver, something like that. Somebody that you're plugging into a specific spot in your roster because that you know that's the one that is going to, if things go the way you hope they're going to go, they're going to take you over the top.
I agree. Well, we're just going to close this one out real quick, Mike. We're not going to predict who's top 10, who's number one pick, whatever, but I do want to get your prediction now. Top 10, how many quarterbacks?
Top 10, 6.
In the top 10?
Top 10, 5.
There'll be 5 quarterbacks out of the first 10 picks.
5 quarterbacks in the first 13 picks, yep.
In the first 10 picks, not 13, right?
Make it 13.
No, how many in the top 10?
Top 10, 4.
Okay, I'm going to say 3 in the top 10. I think I'm going to buck the system. I don't believe all this quarterback talk. I'm going to say 3. In the top 10. No, I'm not giving names. I'm just going to say 3.
Let me ask you this because I was thinking this over. Are you more likely to be at the disappointment of the number that will be there or be surprised that there are even more?
If it's 3, is that what you're asking?
Yes, no, I'm saying would you think you're more apt to be, with people in general, more apt to be disappointed because there are fewer quarterbacks drafted in the top 10 or are they excited because there are more in the top 10?
I think people be disappointed because they've been sold a bill of goods by all these draft experts that all these quarterbacks going to go. This may be the first time in history that there'll be the first 5 picks quarterback. It always starts that way. And then when the actual draft comes and you get guys you didn't heard of moving into the top 10 and some guy that you swore was going to be. I remember, what's the Seattle quarterback now? I forgot his West Virginia. He's with Seattle now. I forgot his name. His name just topped my mind. You know, I'm talking about the starter last year for the Seahawks.
Oh, Geno.
Yeah. I remember his draft and all swore up and down he was going to be this top 10 first quarterback taken. Blah blah blah. He went in the second round. He had to come back the next night. So I just don't buy these things, man. Sometimes, you know. And then again, you get the Baker Mayfield who goes to number 1. Nobody saw that coming. Or, you know.
So
we'll just play it by ear. All right, Mike, we'll check back tomorrow after the pick, and we'll do one tomorrow, another podcast tomorrow for the pick, if they have it. If they don't, we'll talk about it tomorrow, too. So join us back here on the K&M Podcast. This is just a little briefie to get ready for the draft. Get your popcorn ready.